When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Tuesday, January 4th. First week of the year. I know. Do a little stretching, gang. You're stiff. It's like, oh, I got to do this again. If you are like me and Mark, you took some time off during the holidays, and thank goodness you did, because it's good to recharge. And I know that we feel recharged and we are really looking forward to a great 2022. And I know that that greatness comes from not us, it comes from you guys, our amazing listening audience. The folks out there who just listen passively, that's great. The people who want to ask us questions, you're great too. It is a community, and we are very grateful that you have brought this show to where it is today. So thank you, thank you. Let's get into it. Let's talk to Rose in North Carolina, and we're talking about robo-advisors.
My husband and I have been working, we both work, and we've been saving and investing. And recently we are going to have some financial changes, like buying a house and maybe sending the kids to private school. Mm-hmm. So I am kind of taking financial stock of where we're at, and we keep bumping up against these robo-advisors. My husband is very interested in them. I am a little more nervous about them. And I wanted to know whether you think it's really worth it to move money from a traditional brokerage account
right
into something like a Betterment because of the daily rebalancing and the tax loss harvesting.
Okay, so let's start with what you have. Who is managing the account right now? You guys?
We are.
Okay, so the cost is basically whatever the cost of the funds are. Are you using mostly index funds?
Exactly, very low cost ETFs.
Okay, so what is it about the robo that your husband thinks that you're not getting currently?
He thinks that it saves us from having to rebalance.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been reading that doing daily rebalancing and tax loss harvesting can save you or add, you know, thousands of dollars to your portfolio every year.
Okay.
So he feels like maybe we're leaving money on the table.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay, let's talk about what you have. Tell us about what's in the accounts currently. So let's start with non-retirement accounts, because obviously that rebalancing only is really useful in term, and the tax loss stuff is really only useful when it comes to a taxable account. So what's in a taxable account currently?
Okay, so we have a little over $700,000 in a taxable brokerage account at Schwab.
Okay.
And we have that about 80%, 80-20. It's like all ETFs.
Okay.
Low cost.
Great.
And then we have about $250,000 in cash, mm-hmm. which is a bit high, but we, like I said, we are going to buy a house. So
yeah.
We've been setting aside cash for a down payment. So I don't think we should count that for the
Yeah, understood.
Investment.
That's going to be done.
Right.
Okay.
And then we have some money in 529s, and then we have another about $800,000 in retirement accounts.
With current employers?
Current and former
okay.
employers. And now he went ahead just before, a few weeks ago, he was curious about the Betterment thing. So he put one IRA in Betterment, which is obviously you won't really value. There's no value to the tax loss harvesting.
Right.
But he just wanted to try it out and see the rebalancing and all the tools.
Okay, that seems fair enough. There's no reason why. That's not a bad idea. Tell us about what's going on in your lives. You sound young, and it sounds like you've got young kids. So how old are you, and how old is your husband?
Yeah. We're in late 30s, early 40s. Mm-hmm. We have two kids, age 3 and 7. Mm-hmm. And we rent. We've been renting for a very long time.
Wow.
And, yeah, so now we are ready to buy. Mm-hmm. And also, we're thinking about, well, my younger one has to go to private mm-hmm. preschool, which is expensive. Mm. And then for logistical reasons, it may be easier for us to send our older kid to private school, too.
All right, that's going to be expensive. How much do you guys earn together?
Together, we earn probably like $450,000 to $500,000 a year.
And you're saving a lot, it sounds like, because you've got all this money
right.
set aside. How much are you paying in rent, just out of curiosity?
$2,700 a month.
Okay. You can buy a house for how much money and be happy? What's the house going to cost you? The $250,000?
We can be happy $550,000 to $600,000.
All right. So $600,000, you get a $250,000. You put $250,000 down. You still have a conventional mortgage, piece of cake, and reasonable. And I'm sure the taxes aren't too bad there, right?
Right.
Okay, good. I'm not this is going to sound like maybe a tiny bit surprising to you. I'm not convinced that daily rebalancing is necessary. I've looked at a lot of academic research, and I have found that pretty much people say that if you could rebalance once, twice, or four times a year and get just about the same bang for your buck. I feel like a little bit like this is unnecessary. I mean, it may be that you're really busy. If you said to me, oh my God, I'm so busy in my life, and there's no way we can keep managing this money, we want to go to a robo environment, then I think, fine. But I don't see that you're gaining that much. I'm not sure that you're actually leaving all that much money on the table. And frankly, if you just did a little tax loss selling when you begin the fourth quarter of the year for your non-retirement account, that $700,000 account, you may be in just fine shape. So unless he's hell-bent on doing it, it sounds like you're doing a good job. Do you feel overwhelmed by it? I mean, in other words, is there something else you're seeking? Do you want actual financial planning and more customized advice that's not about your investments, but about your life?
So I think part of this is motivated by wanting that broader just input. It's hard to find fee-based fiduciary financial planners. And, you know, I try to only hire and work with women. This is a personal matter. So it was even harder.
Love you.
But I did find somebody who seems great, and she's doing a financial plan for us.
Oh, great.
But they don't want to invest, like, they won't give us real investment guidance without managing it for us. Sort of weird. But
yeah. I like the idea that you paid for a financial plan and you get that. Because I think that if one of the things that would be interesting is if you said to me, well, I want more you got your financial plan. Now it's talking about allocating assets. This is like the easiest part of your entire financial life. And you're doing it. You are doing it right now. I guess I would wonder, would they comment, okay, about what your allocation is right now?
They will.
Okay,
fine. They will, and they'll go so far as to say, hey, we think you're taking on too much risk in this area or that area.
Good.
But they don't want to give us
fine.
What their portfolio is.
We don't care about their portfolio. Your portfolio is probably better and more efficient than theirs. So I think if you're getting a plan and you look at your allocation, I don't think you need a robo. I mean, if he really wants to do it, then let him throw a little bit of money in there and he can play with it mm-hmm. and use the tools. It's not that expensive, but it is like the 20 basis points difference would flow to your bottom line, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. It really probably is only 0.2 or 0.3% differential between you managing it and them putting it on their platform. But I like what you're doing and I think you're in great shape. So I'm not sure why you'd do it.
One last thing is when you say like the tax loss selling, that gets a little technical for me. I mean, is that something that the Schwab person at the branch can help with?
Yeah. Like let me tell you what this is. Okay. Here's what happens. You buy a mutual fund or an ETF. You spend $10 on it. Now it's the beginning of the fourth quarter, right? So it's $10 a share. Now it's $9 a share. And you're like, oh, I have a loss there. Even if you loved that fund, you could sell it and take that loss, whatever the loss is. The rule of thumb is that you can sell something at a loss. You could also sell something at a gain, and they could wash the gain against the loss. Meaning if you lost $1,000 in one fund, you gained $1,000 in another, you could sell them. You basically no tax consequences. And that's just a way to clean up and rebalance your portfolio at the end of the year. Maybe you look at what you own and you say, hey, you know what? I don't need 14 funds. I really just want 7 funds. And you can clean up that way. The other thing that you're allowed to do is in a taxable account is you can take up to $3,000 in losses every year against your ordinary income. So if you said, I have one loser in my, it's October. You say, oh, I got a loser in my portfolio. And even if you thought it was a great fund, you might say, let me just sell it. And I can take up to $3,000 of losses in that portfolio beyond any gains that I take. That's what tax loss selling is. It's that easy. It's what did I buy it for? What's it worth now? Is it a gain? Is it a loss? Okay, if you are like Rose and you want to know the difference between a robo-advisor, doing it yourself, getting full-time help, anything at all remotely associated with financial advice, financial sales, financial professionals, we're here for you. So just hop onto the website, jillonmoney.com. While you're there, there is a contact button and you just click it and you can ask your question. See how easy it is? Just like that, right there for you. The other thing you can do is you can subscribe to our sister broadcast. It is called Eye on Money, and we drop that a couple times a week. It's a fun, a little bit different. Mark's on the air with me, so that's more fun for me. And we always consider this a great pleasure. This is one of the most fun parts of what we do, is this broadcast with you. So make it even more fun by asking your question. Do something nice for someone else today, and remember, the mantra remains grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.